In Miscellany, we read, "Neither the Old nor the New Testament furnishes reasons or examples for the destruction of the human body, but for its restoration to life and health as the scientific proof of God with us. The power and prerogative of truth are to destroy all disease and to raise the dead, even the selfsame Lazarus. The spiritual body, the incorporeal idea, came with the ascension. Jesus demonstrated the divine principle of Christian Science when he presented his material body absolved from death and the grave." Close quote. The reason that Jesus' material body, or highest human concept of body, could be absolved from death and the grave was that the so-called material body appeared as his identity, which distinguished him as Jesus to human sense. But it was his spiritual character and never a material body. What they saw as a material body was the idea of him and served to identify or name him. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "For mortality will cease when man beholds himself God's reflection, even as man sees his reflection in a glass." Close quote. Showing that mortality is a state of thinking, a false belief about God and his creation, and not a condition of matter. Unity of Good tells us that Jesus, quote, "annulled the laws of matter, showing them to be laws of mortal mind, not of God. He showed the need of changing this mind and its abortive laws. He demanded a change of consciousness and evidence, and effected this change through the higher laws of God." Close quote. Today, the belief that the Christ idea is personal, that it can be possessed instead of being all-possessing, dulls our understanding. We must turn from the false material belief to the divine fact itself, and we shall find that understanding is never more nor less than the ever-present omnipotent mind, quote, "the temple or body, whose builder and maker is God," close quote. Jesus knew no life divided, no human and divine, no separation of soul and body, no division of consciousness. He said, quote, "Spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." Close quote. The flesh and bones of spirit, the material body or identity of Jesus, was his understanding, the idea he lived and expressed. The body is not matter, except to the state of thought which misinterprets substance. Jesus' understanding that he lived as soul, spiritual consciousness, gave him flesh and bones, identity or substance, which were never matter. The ideas which he lived and which were his identity made it impossible for him to lose his own identity and individuality. This was the lesson of the resurrection. In other words, we will follow what our beloved leader tells us. Quote, "To divest thought of false trusts and material evidences, in order that the spiritual facts of being may appear, this is the great attainment by means of which we shall sweep away the false and give place to the true. Thus we may establish in truth the temple or body whose builder and maker is God. Close quote. Spirit is invisible and intangible only to material sense. Yet spirit is the only visibility and tangibility because spirit is the only substance. Quote, where there is no vision, spiritual consciousness, the people, body, perish. Close quote. Implying that the demonstration of immortality here and now is dependent upon vision, spiritual perception. There is no righteous indignation. Jesus, quote, opened not his mouth, close quote. If he had replied, it would have dethroned the Christ in his consciousness, and he could not have made the demonstration over death. It is a sin to believe in matter, evil, disease, or death. When Moses saw the burning bush, he saw fire, light, heat, but no destructive element. Supply. Spiritual substance does not die, cannot be destroyed. Body is substance, the, quote, substance of truth, life, and love, close quote, in which there is no age, discord, nor decay. Can anything stop infinite good, God, eternal life, from going on and on? Intelligence, kindness, and love are the direct manifestations of God, going on and on all around us in every detail of existence. But we do not always see them as the presence of God and give God the credit. There is just one forever being. As you maintain this oneness and allness, you will be amazed to find the ability of mind to produce its own evidence, its own immediate presence. We do not need to talk so much about God, but let God talk to us about himself. When the human being sees that the body is not matter, but false belief externalized, he gets matter-body out of the way and heals disease. Quote, the illusion of Moses lost its power to alarm him when he discovered that what he apparently saw was really but a phase of mortal belief. It was scientifically demonstrated that leprosy was a creation of mortal mind and not a condition of matter. When will it be understood that matter has neither intelligence, life, nor sensation, and that the opposite belief is the prolific source of all suffering? God created all through mind, and made all perfect and eternal. Close quote. Mrs. Eddy designated Jesus as the master Christian, the master metaphysician, and justly so, because Jesus' demonstrations of the truth, the Christ, were immediate and complete. He demonstrated one mind without a medium. He said to the man with the withered hand, quote, stretch forth thine hand, close quote, and it was healed. To the blind man, quote, he put his eyes again upon his eyes and made him look up, close quote. Look and see, or look through, and he was healed. This proves that neither the eyes nor matter were the medium of sight. If mind or spirit knows nothing about matter, it knows nothing about the human concept called eyes or ears. Neither could mind or spirit be dependent upon our concept for seeing or hearing. When there were 5,000 people to be fed, Jesus did not send the disciples to the city to buy bread, but he immediately multiplied the loaves and fishes which were right at hand. And after they were fed, they gathered up 12 baskets full. Jesus demonstrated divine mind to really be omnipotence, omnipresence, and omniaction. These divine facts were born in and thoroughly established in his consciousness. What would be the result if these same facts were thoroughly established in our consciousness today, here and now? Our revered leader tells us that, quote, consciousness, as well as action, is governed by mind, is in God, the origin and governor of all that science reveals. Close quote. Let us dwell longer on this most important word, consciousness. God, being the source of infinite supply, the moment we, quote, exchange the objects of material sense for the ideas of soul, close quote, limitation is lifted. Let us remember that soul, spiritual consciousness, is the direct opposite of material sense with its limitations and destruction. The nothingness of man without God must be clearly perceived and understood before the greatness of man with God is clearly understood and realized. It is not human completeness and perfection that is required, but human emptiness. And divine fullness and foreverness that is necessary. Only that is ours which we possess as true ideas within our consciousness. This unfolding is our occupation, health, wealth, vitality, inspiration, companionship, at all times. It is God's presence expressed in action. All that the actual selfhood of Jesus was at any time was the Christ. All that you are, or I am, in reality at any time, is what is true about us. Our spiritual selfhood as an idea in the Christ consciousness, our oneness with God. When Jesus walked on the water, he did not do anything to the water or to the law of gravitation to make this possible. He was so clearly conscious of his divinity that his supposed materiality ceased to be in his consciousness, and he was immune to it. This was a step in the resurrection, and it was going on until the ascension. In the depths of your consciousness, realize over and over again, with understanding and humility, I am an idea in divine mind, hidden with Christ in God. Thus, you associate yourself with God instead of matter, and you will find yourself with a sense of power and dominion you have not had before. Know with conviction, quote, I am where thou art. I am what thou art. I am because thou art. I and my Father are one, for I am his perfect reflection. Close quote. God made all, owns all, and governs all. And as we accept his guidance and protection, we will be progressive and prosperous, for life is expressed in action, divine action. Spiritual facts are endowed with the power of God, and a spiritual fact established in consciousness has absolute dominion over all counterfeits. In Unity of Good, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, an acknowledgement of the perfection of the infinite unseen confers a power nothing else can. That's the end of this address.